Donahue grew up in the lower 48, but he arrived in Skagway on a ferry in the early 80s. He told people he ended up there after getting drunk and sleeping through his stop in Juneau. He spent more than three decades in Skagway and earned a reputation as a bon vivant, storyteller, and longtime tourism director. Everyone called him Buckwheat.
He was an Alaskan-sized personality.
Haines resident Tom Morfitt knew him as a friend.
Sure, he was kind of a walking ambassador for Skagway and for Alaska. You know, I'm trying to think of a person who was better known throughout Southeast or more loved, and I just keep coming up with Buckwheat.
Buckwheat garnered national recognition after heart trouble prompted him to walk from Florida back home to Skagway. His plan was to raise money for the town's health clinic and better his cardiovascular health. Morfitt remembers that those 5,000 miles didn't have the full effect Buckwheat was after.
He gained weight because people kept adopting him and taking him home or taking him to the restaurant and feeding him. He was such a captivating, enchanting person. Everybody adopted Buckwheat, you know, as kind of a family member.
Buckwheat's local legacies include several unorthodox foot races and a UFO convention. He helped found the more established Northwards Riders Symposium and the Buckwheat International Cross-Country Ski Race. Adam Verrier is a former Olympic cross-country skier who lives in Anchorage, but would travel all the way to Skagway for the Buckwheat International and other events.
I was kind of looking for excuses to hang out with that guy.
Verrier says Buckwheat helped inspire him to start his own ski race, the Usyk Classic. He said it didn't matter what you did with Buckwheat. It was going to be a good time.
He had so much, just so much warmth. And it was, I always came home from Skagway after any of these visits, kind of inspired to go out and bring that sort of warmth to my own interactions with other people.
Buckwheat was an avid supporter of this radio station.
You're tuned in to KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan, enhancing your auditory horizons since 1980.
He underwrote shows, served on the board of directors, and could be heard reading and reciting authors like Jack London and Robert Service.
KHNS, a radio station worth howling.
Ow!
Buckwheat left Skagway for more affordable health care last year. But Buckwheat racers and Northwards riders will keep the Upper Lynn Canal ringing with his trademark howl. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.